Welcome to the Fine Sisterhood podcast, Unspoken Truth, where we shine a light on the beautiful messiness of life. Hi everyone, thanks for tuning in. This is Anna and Andrea from the Fine Sisterhood team, and we're here today with Melanie, creator of Laurels, which hurls itself as the world's first lingerie for oral sex. Hi Melanie, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
Please tell us more about Laurels, your product. We want to know everything. So let's just start right from the beginning. What is Laurels? Who uses it and for what?
Okay, so Laurels are silky latex panties that maximize sensations and minimize worries during oral sex. So therefore, when you really want all of those wonderful sensations of oral, but something extraneous is holding you back. So some people will use Laurels if their partner has a scratchy beard and it like physically hurts to receive, or if they're on their periods and they're not into the mess of period oral. A lot of people will use Laurels for rimming if they're worried about poop, but they again really want like all of those fun sensations of rimming. And then, you know, we also have customers who will use Laurels if they didn't shower that day, or if something else is preventing them from wanting that skin-to-skin contact, maybe you know, experiences in the past, or it feeling a little bit too intense of a sensation, or perhaps you know, people in the trans and non-binary community will use Laurels as a way of not having to experience dysphoria during intimacy. So there's so many different reasons that people use Laurels right now. And then we're also working to get clearance from the FDA so that Laurels will be an STI protection device during oral sex.
That is amazing. What is rimming?
Oh, so rimming is the touching of the anal area by somebody's tongue or mouth, and sometimes their fingers as well. So it's also called analingus, either A-N-I-L-I-N-G-U-S or A-N-A-L-I-N-G-U-S. You'll find it spelled both ways. Other people sometimes call it, like, tossing the salad.
I learned that one of my sisterhood. A woman was posting about tossing the salad. And so I realized it was a sexual post. And now I'm not a native English speaker. So I commented and I said, like, I'm all here for the sex stuff. Yes, let's get it on. However, why use salad for it when there are so many other
There are so many other words.
Options.
It's not, I
no,
know.
No, no, no. I didn't understand what it was about, so I thought she was having sex with a salad. I thought that was And I was like, I just don't understand. Like, salad doesn't seem like the sexiest fruit option. So I'm just wondering, and she's like, no, we're not actually tossing salad around. And I was like, oh, I see.
It came to you, like, really, like, somehow
No, she had to explain it to me.
Okay. No. I was like, yeah. It does not seem like an inherent term.
Yes.
Like, thinking about salad and then somehow coming up with butt stuff. Like, it just doesn't make inherent sense.
So, when Andrea joined our team a month ago or so, I was running around. It might actually have been when I heard about your company for the first time. And so, I'm running around in a Texas office, and I'm like, can anyone tell me what rimming is? And everyone looks at me like,
maybe
That's
say
awesome.
That a little quieter.
And I was like, why? What's rimming though?
That's so cute.
And so now I learned last week that it's also called tossing the salad. I just didn't know it. There was a name for it. I just, like, I don't know. But yeah, that was very interesting learning experience.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple reasons why it feels so good. One of them is because there are just so many nerve endings in that area. So any way of touching it is usually going to feel good in some way. But then that's also connected to the other reason that people like rimming, and I think it's because it's taboo. It's, you know, associated with your butt. It's associated with poop. And that is something that kind of scares us but also intrigues us a little bit. And so the amazing, like, physical sensation of it combined with busting a taboo by enjoying that activity, those two are, like, reasons why people will often get into it. And then also, once people try rimming, they often realize how great it feels, and it becomes a frequent part of their sexual activity.
Yeah, well, you know, I think just, if you want to call it butt stuff in general, like you said, it's taboo. You know, sometimes you hear, like, amongst your friends, like, oh, you know, they tried anal or they did something along those lines. But I think once it's, like, mouth to butt, that's when people, like, totally freak out. How would you even, if you were interested in that, how would you approach your partner or even, like, yourself come to terms with, you know what, I'm okay with someone being down there?
Yeah, so let's talk about approaching your partner, and then also we'll talk in a second about how to, like, prepare for it. So I would say when you're approaching your partner, you always want to have really wide amounts of communication and to be able to comfortably talk about sex-related stuff. And often those conversations happen when you're not actually in the bedroom. Like, sometimes it can be really, really sexy to be at a dinner date or something and then start talking about these things that are, you know, bedroom talk and getting a little bit excited by that conversation and maybe mention, here's one thing I've been thinking about. What are your thoughts on that? And then, you know, maybe your partner will mention something that they've thought about and looking for your thoughts on it. So that can be a way to bring something up just during a conversation. Another way to do it is to either come across or find an article or a piece of media about rimming. So, for example, if you're listening to this podcast, mm-hmm. you can later have a conversation with your partner and be like, oh, I was listening to this podcast about rimming. Like, what do you think of that? I heard that it feels really good. So, like, that can definitely be a conversation starter. Or, you know, lots of press often comes out about rimming and about, you know, butt stuff mm-hmm. in general. So that can be a good conversation starter as well. Another thing that you can often do is, you know, during sexual activity, when everybody's turned on, this is more of a high pressure way to bring it up, but it also could be high pressure, high reward. So, you know, you're both turned on, you're both, you know, having some fun, and then ask, how would you feel if I touched your butt right now? And see how they feel and say, if you don't like it, I'll stop, but let's just see. And, you know, obviously if they consent and if they say, yes, that sounds interesting, let's try it. That can be a really cool sensation, and it can be a way of making the process go a little bit faster, because it's only this quick conversation that you have, and then you're able to see what it feels like. So those are some ways that I would bring it into your play. As for preparing, though, and as for you personally feeling comfortable with the act, I think that what we're often preoccupied with, let's just face it, is poop. Mm-hmm. You know, we're scared that there's a little trace amount of poop. If we are the receiver, we don't want our partner to be around that. If we're the giver, you know, we're a little bit intimidated by the idea of possibly finding poop on your partner's body. So one really obvious way to prevent that fear from being an issue is to take a shower and then to either engage in the rimming or the anal play during the shower, or to shower each other off and, like, play with each other in the shower, and then, you know, to go to the bed or wherever you want to have your fun and, you know, engage in the activity. Some people also like to try douching. So you can basically get, sorry, not douching, enema. So, oh, like, enema. Yeah, using like an enema bag. And you actually don't want to use the liquid that comes in the enema bag. You just want to use regular warm water. And so basically putting some water up your butt and then cleaning it out and then doing that again and again until the water is clear. Honestly, as I'm saying that, I feel like that's almost more intimidating than rimming itself. Yeah. But like I mentioned, there are so many nerve endings, like, around your anus that actually having an enema can feel really good as well. So that's something that if it sounds appealing to you, go for it. If it doesn't sound appealing, don't worry. You don't have to do that in order to try rimming. And then another way to feel better about rimming while it's happening is to use a barrier. And so there's lots of different barriers that you can use. You can use a dental dam, which is a 6-inch by 10-inch sheet of latex, and it's often used to prevent STD transmission during cunnilingus, but it can be also used for rimming as well. Then other people will cut up a condom. So you can basically cut up the tip of a condom and then cut it down the shaft of the condom. And it basically turns into a latex sheet that is like a dental dam. And so the reason that you would use both of these things is to protect from like the bacteria and the parasites that can transmit from poop. Mm-hmm. And then they also protect against STDs. Another way that you can protect from just like the inherent feeling of worrying about poop would be to use Laurels, our product. So like I mentioned, they're sexy latex panties that you're able to slip on when you really want all of the sensations of oral or rimming, and then something's holding you back. So in this case, the thing holding you back is this worry about poop. So you can basically just slip on these panties. It feels like you're not wearing anything at all. But they're so, so thin and so stretchy that you can feel all the sensations. And so a lot of people have been using them to try rimming for the first time or to make rimming a normal part of their activity. Really, all you have to do, slip on the panty, give yourself a little wedgie so that the material kind of goes up into your butt crack. And that gives your partner like maximum access to, you know, all of your sensitive areas. And so because the material is so thin, you're able to feel all of the sensation from your partner's tongue on your body. But poop doesn't have to be a concern. And, you know, smells don't have to be a concern. You're really able to just go for it and enjoy all of those sensations.
How did you come up with that idea? I am so curious. Like, I need to know everything about it. Please tell.
For sure. So I mentioned dental dams. Laurels were initially envisioned as a way to make the dental dam better. So I was a peer sex educator during college, and so I would talk with other people in school about, you know, safe sex and sex toys and sexual health products. And so we would talk about condoms, and then we would also talk about dental dams. But the thing was, whenever we talked about dental dams, people would giggle a little bit and even laugh hard. I mean, the product is essentially a laughing stock. And I think that that's for a few different reasons. One of them is it's called a dental dam. I mean, how unsexy could that possibly be? And the reason it's called a dental dam is because the product was actually derived from dentistry. A very, very similar latex sheet is used during dental procedures to isolate a tooth. And actually, a condom company owner 20-something years ago was sitting in a dental chair. The dental dam was being used on him, and he thought, huh, if I made this a little bit thinner, it could be a product that's used for cunnilingus. And so anyway, you know, it's called a dental dam. You have to hold it in place, which is such a bummer because two out of the, you know, possibly four hands in the equation are totally utilized to hold this thing in place. So you can't be touching your partner's body. You can't be touching your own body. And that's really a bummer. Also, the loose material can get up the giver's nostrils or in their mouth. And that feels uncomfortable and not sexy. And then the looseness of the material doesn't quite feel great against your body either. And then finally, a dental dam can basically move around on your body from the anus to the vagina, and that can cause UTIs. So there have been so many problems with this dental dam product, and I think that that is why people would always giggle about it. Either they wouldn't ever use it because of what it was called and because it feels so unsexy, or they've tried it and it just doesn't heighten the mood during oral sex. So anyway, I would be teaching about this product, and I just thought, I wonder why this isn't better. Like, I wonder why more thought didn't go into making this product for the benefit of people with vulvas and, like, with our bodies and mind, you know? And so then over time, I found myself using dental dams and having these concerns. But then I became a lawyer. Yeah. And so I was working as a lawyer for 5 years. I did consumer products and healthcare law. And after several years of being a lawyer, I got to take a vacation, which was really exciting. And I went to this lovely place on the coast of Mexico. And my partner and I found ourselves wanting a dental dam while we were there. And, you know, you just can't find them. I mean, not even at drugstores in the United States, much less like on the coast of Mexico. And even if we had been able to find one, it just felt like holding up this flappy sheet of rubber while, you know, engaging in intimate activity. It felt like such a scarlet letter. It didn't feel like it was going to enhance this experience. It felt like it was going to detract from it. And so that just stuck in my head. I was like, why isn't this product popular enough to be sold everywhere? And what could be done to make it popular, to solve all of these problems? And that's kind of when I first had the idea, what if it were a sexy panty? I mean, could that work? And so then I just thought about that for a while I was still a lawyer. I should have been writing legal briefs when I was, like, thinking about oral sex. And I was also talking with a lot of my friends about their oral sex experiences. And another thing that I found is, you know, STDs were one thing that was preventing people from enjoying oral sex fully and from engaging in it. But another thing that was preventing people were all of those things I talked about at the beginning. So, you know, something physical about your partner that physically hurts when they go down on you, so like a scratchy beard or, you know, a piercing or something like that, that would lead a lot of people to say no. A lot of people said no when they were on their periods. A lot of people said no because they hadn't showered. A lot of people said no because they had been through trauma and it was triggering to engage in oral sex. So there were all of these reasons why skin-to-skin contact was preventing people from being able to engage in oral sex. And I was like, huh, what if this, like, dental dam replacement actually solved all of these other problems too, and, like, enhanced the sexual experience for all of these people and helped them have a ton more oral sex? So that's how it all came to me, and how I decided to eventually leave my legal career to make oral sex panties.
Yay. That is so fascinating. I remember the first time I heard about your product and I said, how does she pitch that to investors? Like, I am passionate about rimming, so yeah. I built, you know, panties for oral sex. And I was like, this is awesome. I need to meet her. So, yeah, I remember the day when we were, like, discussing it in the office. And I was just like, this is so absolutely fascinating. Andrea and I had a conversation right before you came to the studio about sex education in the U.S.
Yeah, I was saying I personally never in all my years of school, from public to once I went to college, never received sex education. And most of the time when you're, you know, growing up, you have to either experience it on your own or, you know, look it up yourself on the internet where, you know, we don't know where these sources are coming from.
Right.
Or you speak amongst friends. But even when speaking amongst friends and everyone sharing their experiences, again, like, anal or even analingus is not anything someone talks about, and I feel like it should be spoken about.
Totally.
Because why are we limiting ourselves in this? And I feel like with a product like Laurels, if you kind of just throw that on the table, it just opens up the door. And then, yeah, again, it's not even just about rimming, it's also like about oral sex. And I had a quick question though. Is it flavored or is it just latex?
Yes, yeah, it's that flavored. Kinda,
that spices
that's very
things up even
important.
More.
Yeah, it tastes like vanilla. So we worked actually really hard on the research and development of the product and prototyping it dozens of times. So I wanted to make sure that it was a beautiful product in its final form, that when you slipped it on, you felt attractive and sexy and confident, or however you want it to feel, that you would be able to feel that way in a good way. I wanted the actual material to look like silk, to look like basically like you were wearing silk lingerie. And it does. I think that we, you know, came up with a product, with a way of treating the latex so that it actually looks very silky. And then to your question, I wanted to make sure that the experience was really great for the giver as well. Mm-hmm. I did not want this product to taste like latex. So we worked really hard to remove the latex scent, and then we just added a little bit of a vanilla scent so that it's nice and it smells good and it's enjoyable for the giver.
What are the best positions for rimming?
Okay. So
yes, we're going there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that when it comes to oral sex and rimming, you want to find a position that when you begin the activity already feels good. So I'll give you some ideas, but you want to try it out and make sure that you're physically comfortable right when it starts. Because if you're not, you're going to be preoccupied by that and you're not going to be able to either enjoy the sensation if you're the receiver or be able to perform and enjoy performing if you're the performer. So one way of positioning yourself would be on the bed with your butt up a little bit if you are the receiver. And your partner is basically able to spread your butt cheeks apart and be able to really get in there. So that's one good position. Another position would be if you are the receiver and you're standing up, and then if your partner is sitting on a chair, again, able to spread your butt cheeks apart. Another position is actually if you are laying on your stomach on the bed and somebody comes up to you from behind. And what are some other good options? You know, I often find that for a lot of people, 69ing is difficult to manage. It's kind of difficult to think about giving pleasure while you're also receiving it. But actually, 69ing can be a good position for rimming. If you are performing on a person that's smaller than you are, then you're basically able to reach their butt in a way that you might not otherwise be able to.
What are some techniques for rimming? Like, how do you use your hands or teeth or, yeah, during that?
What can be used?
Yeah,
so you can use basically all of the, all of your mouth, and you can also use a lot of other parts of your face. So one of the things that I will sometimes talk about is when you are performing oral sex on your partner, you want to do whatever you need to do in order to be 100% into it, because you being voracious and excited about being connected to your partner is what is going to make it feel super amazing for the receiver. So when you're rimming, you can start with using your breath. Just the sensation of your breath against your person's butt feels really good. Then you can also use some light tongue sensations. You can use some stronger tongue sensations. So basically you can lick a little bit against the rim of their asshole, or you can be licking up and down like an ice cream cone. And you want to be very vigilant of how your partner is responding to things, because people like different things. So some people are going to really like that breath option. Others are going to feel like, that doesn't feel like anything at all. I don't like that at all. Some people are going to like the light touch. Some people are going to like the stronger touch. And the way that you figure out what your partner likes is you try some different things and then you listen to them and be in tune with their body. So you'll listen to the way that they breathe. You'll listen to the noises that they make. And then you'll watch how their body moves, how their heart beats faster. And that can help you figure out what do I continue doing or should I change something up? And then you can also be using your fingers while you're rimming as well. You can either use those to insert into your partner's butt, or you can use them depending on if you're having sex with a person with a penis or a person with a vagina, you can use your hands or your fingers to stimulate their genital area as well. You want to be careful that if you are using your fingers or your tongue in their asshole area, that you don't then switch to the front, because mm-hmm. that can transfer bacteria. Unless you're using Laurels, because if you're using Laurels, one of the coolest things, or I don't know, there's a lot of cool things about Laurels, but one very cool thing is that you're able to rim and then move up to a vagina and go back and forth. And the feeling of going back and forth is something that people usually have not experienced before because, you know, we're often very concerned about that bacteria transfer, and we should be. But with orals, you're able to lick somebody's butt and then lick somebody's vagina and be able to enjoy that sensation back and forth.
Yeah. So right now we're talking about using our bodies to please someone else's bodies. But is there like a sex toy or something that kind of mimics the sensation of rimming? You know, sometimes like butt plugs or dildos might be a little scary for some people. But is there just like any toy that?
Yeah. So there are a few toys out there that are meant to simulate oral sex. I believe that one of them is called the Aura, and another one. I don't remember what the other one is called, but the Aura is basically like tiny little balls that twist and are like under a loose layer, essentially. And it's meant to simulate the feeling of oral sex. Then there is also a product that basically looks like a lot of little miniature tongues. And when you turn it on, they all move in sequence. So it's kind of like being licked every second by these little miniature tongues. So there are definitely toys out there that can help you determine what this sensation is going to feel like, maybe before you try it with a partner. Or if you want to be having fun rimming on your own, you can try those toys as well.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. That is so fascinating. So can you tell our listeners how they can find out more about you, your product, where they can buy it, what's the price point, like everything that there is to know?
Sure. For me, I have a Twitter profile. You can follow me at Mel Crystal. That's MelCristol. And then for Laurels, we have tons of social media and a website where you can check us out. So our website is mylaurels.com. That's MYLORALS.com. Laurels are available there, a pack of four for $25. And you can also use a code to get 15% off. Let's call it Find Sisterhood. I'll set that up right after we get out of this podcast. So if you enter Find Sisterhood, you can get 15% off. And let's see, you can also check us out on Instagram or on Twitter or Facebook, and our handle is MyLaurels on all of those.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Absolutely.
So informative. We need to have much more of those kind of conversations.
Of course.
I had no idea those products exist, and I really think that it's much more important to educate people, but also to normalize, you know, those taboo topics that really shouldn't be taboo.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like that's actually one of my goals with Laurels. There really isn't any reason why oral sex should have a stigma associated with it. Oral sex, when it comes to women, can lead to orgasm 3 times more frequently than intercourse. And so this
Listen up, everyone.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a really great way for women to be receiving pleasure in bed. And there's no reason why it should face different layers of stigma than other forms of pleasure. And so I think it's great that, you know, we're having this conversation and spreading the word, because everybody's entitled to feel a ton of pleasure during their lives.
Yes. So thank you so much. That was really amazing. And also thank you to our listeners. This is the Find Sisterhood podcast, Unspoken Truths. And for those of you who haven't already, you can download the Find Sisterhood app for free in the App Store or Google Play Store all over the world. We talk a lot about rimming or tossing the salad, as I've learned. So don't forget to download the app and subscribe to our podcast and give us a rating. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.